First up, it's football, and it has been a rough start into the Euro 2020 qualifiers for the Czech national team. Jaroslav Šilhavý's side lost 5-0 to England in the first match at Wembley Stadium on Friday, the heaviest defeat in the history of the international side. The Czechs, who were missing their captain Burek Dočkal due to injury, never got much possession, allowing England to dictate the game and score 4 goals in 68 minutes, with a fifth, an unfortunate own goal by centre-back Tomáš Kalas. Coach Jaroslav Šilhavý said his side were outmatched by a high-quality England team.
Unfortunately, the quality of England was so great that once we opened it up a bit, they quickly managed to score.
The Czech team will now face Brazil in a friendly in Prague on Tuesday. Yet despite its current shortcomings, the ability of Czech football to produce major talent was confirmed on Saturday when the BBC announced the results of a poll on the best foreign footballers to have played in the English Premier League. After more than a quarter of a million votes were cast, Peter Cech reached the number 11 spot on the list below fellow goalkeeping legend Peter Schmeichel. And in tennis, 3 Czechs have made it into the last 16 at the Miami Open. On Sunday, Markéta Vondrušová and Karolina Plíšková both advanced to the next round, following Petra Kvitová, who beat Croatian Donna Vekic in 3 sets a day earlier. The success of 19-year-old talent Markéta Vondrušová is a case for particular excitement. The teenager's Sunday win, where she beat Doha champion Elise Mertens, was her first victory against seeded player in 2 weeks. In Czech ice hockey, the playoff battle for the country's TG Masaryk Cup is well underway for 2 weeks already. Despite only finishing fifth in the Extraliga regular season stage this year, title defender Kometa Brno walked over Hradec Králové, winning 3-2 on Saturday to gain an overall 4-0 victory in the series. All of Kometa's 3 goals were scored by Martin Zaťovič, who conveyed his feelings to Czech television after the game.
It was a tough home game. We had to win it to finish off the series, and we managed it fantastically. We are very happy.
They are the first team to secure a place in the semi-finals, but Oceláři Třinec could soon join them, as they will be playing their fourth game against Vítkovice this evening in a series they are currently dominating 3-0.